41 at WEOL. It is here today. You've been hearing about it starting this morning at 8 o'clock. Connect to a cause, connecting people who care with causes that matter. That's the goal, really, of the Community Foundation of Lorain County. And this is the one day where you get to connect right with all those organizations that you have a passion for. This 12-hour crowdfunding campaign goes on now until 8 o'clock with lots taking place. And help us detail how the day is going to unfold is Laura Malone, Development Officer with Community Foundation. Hi, Laura. How are you?
Good morning. Happy Connect to a Cause Day. It's an exciting day here at the Community Foundation. So I have to say we are less than 45 minutes into the day. We've already received just under 150 donations, totaling just under $10,000. So we are hitting the ground running. We have a plethora of other checks that have come in since the beginning of the month from organizations that donors that sent in checks rather than do gifts online, which is a distinct possibility, but definitely feel free to join us at peoplewhocare.org. And we're just so excited to have these 94 nonprofits today. It's a wonderful day in charitable giving.
So if they go to peoplewhocare.org and then they click for the link with the C2C, which is sort of the, you know, connect to a cause where you see the puzzle.
They can click there or they can click the Give Now page on in the upper right-hand corner, and all roads will basically lead to donating to the Connect to a Cause organizations. We've shut down basically any of the other abilities to contribute to some of the other funds so that everything can focus on Connect to a Cause. So you'll see the Connect to a Cause donation page. You'll be able to search specific organizations. You'll be able to scroll through the different 94 organizations to see if there's someone that jumps out at you that you haven't heard of before. Most of these have links to their websites. You have a donate button. You can see where they are with their fundraising totals. A number of them have goals that they have set for themselves and what they want to raise for today, which is fabulous, and it's just a great opportunity to one-stop shop and give to your favorite organizations that are doing amazing work in Lorain County.
I was receiving some emails from different organizations over the last week or so to sort of remind me of this or tell me, hey, on that day, you be a part of this as well. So they themselves, as nonprofits, like, you know how to kind of reach out to their people or get the word out, have been doing a good job doing that too.
Yeah, and if you look on our Facebook page, we have a lot of information that we've been sharing, not just from the individual organizations, but ways that we've been pushing out Connect to a Cause into the community. You know, it's a great opportunity. We have our business champions, which we are so grateful for. We've had 33 different local businesses that have contributed dollars to create a bonus pool of over $53,000. That is available. That'll be prizes for the nonprofits based upon different fundraising goals. We have some of that'll be allocated pro rata based upon how much they raise through the course of Connect to a Cause. We're going to have a Rookie of the Year for the organization that had the best fundraising results for their first year participating in Connect to a Cause. We're going to have an opportunity for nonprofits that have 100% board participation in Connect to a Cause to get an additional $1,000 added to their total. We're also going to have a prize for the tenured Connect to a Cause organizations that have shown the most improvement from the previous year and how they've raised the bar against themselves to have more momentum this year. So there's a lot of great activity that will be showcasing on October 3rd when we have our reveal of how much we raised through the course of today. You know, checks can still come in if you want to download the form from our website at peoplewhocare.org and get that in the mail this evening. If you have a donor advised fund or if you are of an age that you can do a qualified charitable distribution through your IRA, you can still do that today with those administrators, and those monies will still get here in a timely fashion, but that does need to be done today. But, you know, we're looking forward to a lot of activity, and a lot of groups have their own activities going on to celebrate Connect to a Cause Day or doing their own levels of outreach, so it's a great opportunity to just be part of the community and be part of this amazing grassroots effort that we're creating to support all of these wonderful organizations doing such amazing work in our county.
Laura, you mentioned celebrate. You've got a celebration of sorts tonight, correct?
We do. We do. We will be convening for a Connect to a Cause celebration at the Lorraine Palace Theater this evening, and that starts at 5:30. We're going to kick things off with honoring our Hispanic Fund and the grantees that are receiving funds from the Hispanic Fund. We're going to have a lot of games and activities for the nonprofits and the nonprofit board members. We're going to be at 7 o'clock, we're going to be doing a Lorraine County version of Nonprofit Family Feud. We're going to have Team People Who Care against Team Causes That Matter, and our very own Lorraine County Chamber of Commerce President and CEO Tony Gallo is going to be playing the role of Richard Dawson or Steve Harvey, depending on which incarnation of Family Feud you're most accustomed to. So he's going to be there, you know, helping us for that. But we're going to have a great time of just getting together as a community. It's open to the public. We hope to see folks there. But that's going to be, you know, how we're going to kind of kick off the end of the night with celebrating just the great work that we've been doing leading up to today and the 12 hours of giving today.
Well, I kind of like Richard Karn when he was the host of Family Feud. He was kind of in the middle there, you know.
Anyway. He was. Yeah. Yeah. Right? Exactly.
All sorts of things, but it's kind of a fun event. And, you know, you got a lot of balloons and probably a lot of excitement going on for there. What other things are happening kind of through the day? I guess just let people know that it's still going on and they can kind of stop in. I know in previous years you've sort of had chances to sort of talk with the different organizations or at least get people understanding. If not, they can go to the site and kind of scroll through all of those different nonprofits. It's amazing how many of the different things there are and sort of areas that people may not think, oh, I'm interested in that kind of cause, or I have somebody who has an issue with this. This might be a good nonprofit. It's an excellent way just to sort of get acquainted with those nonprofits today.
Yeah, we're going to have a lot of our staff out in the community visiting with some of the nonprofit participants. So following us on Facebook is probably the easiest way to keep up with what's going on with our activity. We'll be sharing updates through the course of the day about the fundraising efforts. We'll probably have a couple special prizes thrown in through the day for various nonprofits. You can definitely look at our grants catalog. When you hit the Give Now, you can see the live totals of all the organizations and who's raised X amount of dollars so far. You know, so it's a great opportunity to follow with us. I know there are some groups that have specific events. I know Elyria Arts Council is having a party at their location throughout the course of the day. I know there's other activities that are going on with some of the different groups. So it's just a great day to be out in the community and really following, you know, on Facebook what's going on with some of these organizations, who is really being the being out there talking about their work. You know, there's just so much that these great organizations do, and there's so much benefit in being able to leverage these business champion dollars, to be able to leverage the power of the crowd. I know even with some of our paper forms that we've gotten with checks up to this point, we've had folks that have given to 10, 20, 30 different organizations, all with one check, all with one gift. And I'm sure for a lot of those organizations, they just are benefiting from the idea that their name's next to another name there, that, you know, a lot of these donors may not give to those organizations readily. This may be the first time they're supporting that organization because they recognize, oh, so-and-so works for them, or I was a Girl Scout as a kid, or this reason why they realize they're tangentially connected to them but hadn't really given to them before. So it's a great opportunity to kind of lift all boats with this rising tide of this 12 hours of charitable giving. So we're so thrilled from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. to be doing this activity, to receive the checks that are coming in from those that don't want to donate online, and just be part of the community and doing this work of connecting people who care with causes that matter.
PeopleWhoCare.org is a site to go to for the Community Foundation of Lorraine County. Laura Malone, our guest this morning, talking all about the Connect to a Cause. You know, it's a busy, fun day for everybody. It's an excitement as the day wears on. Appreciate you joining us this morning, Laura. Thanks for stopping.
Thank you so much. Have a great day.
Thanks.